Anna Karenina is a leading Czech literary translator and editor, who also does the subtitles for a lot of the films that appear on the country's cinema and TV screens. Many viewers would no doubt imagine that Anna Karenina is a nom de plume, as it's the Czech version of Anna Karenina, the heroine of the Tolstoy novel of the same name. In fact, she told me at Prague's Café Slavia, the name was assumed, not by her, but by her father, after he left Russia during the Bolshevik Revolution.
My father was a Russian aristocrat who left Russia in 1917, after the revolution. Then he became an opera singer. He lived around the world. And after the Second World War, he came to Prague and he became then a professor of singing here at the Conservatoire.
Tell us, I believe he assumed the name Karenin. Why did he take that name?
I didn't ask him, but I think he was afraid of Soviets. So, because everybody from his family were killed during the revolution, so he was afraid, I think.
And as for your own name, Anna Karenina, did your parents choose that name because they were fans of Tolstoy, or how did you come to be called such an interesting name?
My mother, before having met my father, she wanted to have a daughter called Anna, so it was a coincidence. And my name is Anna Karenina here in Czech, but in Russia this Ova is A, so I am Anna Karenina still.
Both your parents were opera singers. Did you ever want to become a singer yourself?
No. Never, but I am happy to have this experience, to have lived in the opera, because it's something really special. For my profession of translator is something very precious.
And how did you become a translator? How did you get into that whole field?
First of all, I tried to read authors, not in translations, but in the original language. Then I found that some translations are not as good as I would like to have them, so I tried to remake them, and so that is how it started.
And is it the case that you are self-taught in French and English?
Yes, I am. I tried to learn languages by myself, because as you can hear, I have some difficulties with speaking, so I didn't like to go to the languages school. So I learned languages by myself, by reading, by hearing, and so on.
The English language writer you're perhaps most closely associated with is the poet Ezra Pound. You've also translated the French writer Céline. The former was attracted to fascism, the latter was an anti-Semite. Are you able to divorce those writers and their writing from their political views?
Yes, of course I have to. Otherwise I couldn't translate them. But I have started to translate them because they were not translated enough in Czech. I consider those two authors as ones of biggest from the 20th century. And so I started to do it. And now, of course, I have to deal with their opinions. But in their high work, these opinions are not present. So that helps.
Literary translation requires a great deal of skill in rendering, in being able to write in your own language. Do you find, though, that, or do, rather, literary writers respect translators?
Some of them, yes. For example, my husband, he was a poet, an important poet. He was appreciated translators very much, because without them, he couldn't read many of authors he liked.
I've also read that you have helped the translators of the poems of your late husband, Petr Kabeš. In what form, in what way do you help them translate his work? How does that happen?
Well, I have read several translations of Peter's poems, and I found some, not mistakes, but misunderstandings. So I spoke about it with translators and also with Peter, because I just wanted to know if this mistake or misunderstanding bothers him or not.
As well as being a literary translator, you translate film subtitles and even scripts for dubbing. How did you get into that whole field?
I like cinema very much, and it's a very good training to the literary translation, because the film translation is something which is not the most important of the whole thing. So you have to serve something else, and you have to consider the whole thing with your language, and it helps very much with literary translation, because you have to translate not words but images, even in a literary translation.
Also, I read that you compared translating subtitles to doing the lighting on a film. What did you mean by that?
That's what I have said. The lighting, the translation, the costumes, and so on, those are discipline which should serve the whole thing. So that is the meaning.